Welcome back to another episode of Intelligent Investment Today, the podcast that delves deep into the world of value investment and gives our listeners the opportunity to learn the lessons from the father of the craft, teacher and mentor to Warren Buffett no less. We're of course talking about Benjamin Graham. In today's episode, we shall consider yet another central plank to Graham's philosophy of investing. That is the idea of building in a margin of safety into your investments. I'm your host, David Coombs, and without further ado, let's jump right into today's subject. Graham's idea of margin of safety in regards to the selection of stocks is all about buying an asset for significantly less than its intrinsic value and creating a substantial buffer zone that acts as a vital protection against mistakes or errors of judgment. By intrinsic value, we of course mean what the business is worth based on the financial facts of the matter. When we come to determine what is the intrinsic value of a listed business, it is sometimes easier to imagine how a business person goes about valuing some private business. They are not, like many investors in the stock market, really interested in what other people perceive the business to be worth. They are interested instead in the factors that make up the underlying value. These will be things like the earnings of the business and the assets held, as well as the debts owed. It is worth noting that when considering the intrinsic value of a stock, we are not thinking about things like future prospects or other qualitative factors that cannot be judged easily arithmetically. A business person should be able to determine with a reasonable degree of accuracy what some private business is worth, providing they have been supplied with all the financial information going back for a number of years. There is absolutely no reason why the stock market investor cannot pull off the same trick with a listed business. All the financial information is freely available, and the prospective investor can, with a little training, determine a sensible valuation that will not be too far away from reality based upon this. But despite this, the stock market investor, like the business person assessing a private enterprise, must accept the possibility that even if a valuation has been arrived at intelligently, this does not de facto rule out the chance that things can occasionally go wrong. There may have been flaws in the way that the business valuation was arrived at, or the situation for the business could alter after purchase in a way the investor could not predict. It is for this reason that Graham suggests building in a margin of safety into any investment. This will be a buffer zone large enough to insure against all but the largest of errors of calculation, or the most extreme changes of circumstances, or the very worst of luck. So as we can see, Benjamin Graham's idea of a margin of safety to prevent errors from causing catastrophic outcomes to your investment success is no different to the way engineers build in a margin of safety if they were building a bridge or laying a tunnel. If they are building a bridge to carry a 5-ton truck, they make sure the bridge is good to carry 15 tons or whatever, because they realise that despite anyone's best efforts, there is always scope for things to turn out not quite as intended. The margin of safety employed means that the engineer's calculations would have to be very wrong indeed for there to be any chance of failure of the bridge. And exactly the same principle applies for investments. Now we better understand the concept of margin of safety as applied to stock market investments, we must now consider what sort of margins we should demand when considering a stock for selection within a portfolio. The short answer, of course, is that it will depend. It is a fact that the intrinsic value of some businesses can be more confidently arrived at than others, and this will alter the margin of safety demanded. In order to calculate the intrinsic value of a business, it will take the analysis of past results going back a number of years. It will come as no surprise that some businesses lend themselves better to this sort of analysis than do others. It is easier to arrive at a confident prediction of intrinsic value, for instance, if a business has a long history of stable earnings, than one operating maybe in a more cyclical industry where earnings will fluctuate wildly. So it's always going to be easy to value a business that operates in, say, the tobacco industry, where earnings will tend to be relatively stable, than, say, a house builder or a business operating in the commercial airline sector, where we regularly see booms and busts. So we might say that we only require a margin of safety of 30%, That is, we're prepared to pay 30% below intrinsic value for a business that has demonstrated regular and dependable earnings over a good number of years. But we might demand a 50% margin of safety for a business whose earnings are less dependable. The other thing worth noting when trying to determine the intrinsic value of a business is that we should not allow ourselves to be influenced by trends of earnings. We might see that a business has grown its earnings every year for a decade. This might lead us to the opinion that this growth will be of the permanent order and increase our confidence in the business and perhaps lower the margin of safety we demand. Whilst a history of earnings growth is a good thing and may be taken into account later as a qualitative factor, remember that for the basis of determining intrinsic value, we are interested in demonstrable results and are not looking to predict the future. Always remember that continued growth can never be assumed. All businesses, even fast-growing ones, will eventually plateau, and allowing this assumption of growth to infect your thinking over intrinsic value can lead to the sort of mistakes that the margin of safety is trying to mitigate. While so far we have focused exclusively on earnings to determine what sort of margin of safety we demand prior to making a stock market purchase, the asset situation of the business will also come into play. Even a long history of dependable earnings will not protect a business from the risk of a poor balance sheet. The balance sheet being the list of the assets it holds and the debts it owes. We saw stark examples of this during the recent COVID pandemic. Businesses that had decades of stable and uninterrupted earnings that seemed in rude health were caught out with their pants down because they had an unhealthy balance sheet that relied too much on cheap finance to keep the business afloat. The balance sheet, therefore, should not determine what level of margin of safety is demanded. However, it will determine whether the stock should be bought at all. The balance sheet should demonstrate that the business is strong enough to continue to operate under all conceivable scenarios. A balance sheet loaded up with what seems to be an abundance of debt as compared to available assets should raise alarm bells that no margin of safety will insure against. It is my view that anyone who tries to protect themselves against the frailty of a balance sheet using the margin of safety concept seriously misunderstands it. The margin of safety exists to protect against mistakes and never to mitigate against known risks. A business loaded up with an unsustainable amount of debt is always at risk of an existential crisis should conditions suddenly alter. So the question is quite a simple one when it comes to the balance sheet picture. Is the business financed to survive any conceivable downturn? If the answer is no, then you'll do your best to walk away. So to conclude, we can say that the idea of a margin of safety, as laid down by Benjamin Graham, is a vital cog in the value investment approach. It demonstrates whilst a well-versed investor can determine the approximate price that should be paid for a business based upon a record of earnings, the investor can never be immune from mistakes and there will always exist factors outside of their control. It is for this reason that they should always demand a margin of safety that should, most of the time, allow them to profit from the venture, even if they've screwed up a little with their initial approximation of intrinsic value. By paying 50 cents for a stock worth a dollar, it gives the investor the wiggle room needed to make a profit when things do not go exactly according to plan. That is it for today's episode of Intelligent Investment Today. I do hope you found it interesting and informative. As ever, I ask you to subscribe so that you'll be alerted to future episodes as and when they land on your platform. Do continue to spread the word in the value investment community so we can help the podcast grow and we can become as big a community as possible. I'm David Coombs. This has been Value Investment Today. And until next time, stay safe and happy investing.